This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Welcome to the Folk Show, Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter with New Hampshire roots, Celia Woodsmith. Thank you for coming to the Folk Show, Celia.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
Want to tell us a little bit about that tune?
I do, yeah. This is a tune that I wrote within the last year and a half. I just put it on my very first solo record that I recorded in July down in New York City. That tune's a little bit about being on the road all the time, and just, you know, when you're on the road as much as I have been, keeping those relationships is one of the most difficult things. Keeping your partner happy and you happy, and you know, I'm holding on to you because you're holding on to me, and sometimes that's all you can do is hold on a little tighter.
You sure have been doing a lot of traveling around, haven't you?
I have, yeah. With the band I've been traveling with for the last 6 years, Della May Bluegrass Band, we've gone to God, I think we've gone to over 30 countries together now. And we've been almost every state in the United States. I still have three more to go. The Dakotas are two of them, so I think maybe I'm going to have to knock those off real quick, just go to the border. But, yeah, it's been quite a ride.
So welcome home.
Thank you.
Talk about your New Hampshire roots, Celia.
All right. Well, so I grew up in Norwich, Vermont, but I went to Hanover High School, Hanover, New Hampshire. And, I at some points, maybe this is sacrilege to some people, but I sometimes can't really tell the difference between Vermont and New Hampshire. I get towns on the border mixed up a whole lot. My friends back in high school give me a lot of guff for that, but that area just seemed like one beautiful little area to me, and there was no difference in the states. But Hanover High School was a fantastic place.
In the Upper Valley, what's your home, and now you're making your home along the seacoast. Is that right?
Absolutely. I lived in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for 5 years after I moved back up from Boston, Massachusetts. My husband works at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and we just bought a house in Kittery, Maine. We've been there for almost a year now, so.
Well, it's funny you say that because some people think Kittery's in New Hampshire, right? You
know? Yeah, totally.
So you like being on the border.
I do like being on the border.
Celia's always on the edge. And right now, speaking of the edge, she's on the edge of Americanadom after kind of waffling in and out, starting out back in the day. Well, let's see. Hey, Mama. You did Avi and Celia.
Yeah,
you had
yeah.
Avi and Celia, Della May. And now Say Darling, that's like dipping into the Americana waters, right?
You got it, yeah. I think you mentioned this a little bit before the show started, but I'm sort of circling back around to where I started, which was with Avi and Celia doing a little bit more blues, a little bit more rock and roll. I ventured into bluegrass with Della May, which was just a fantastic experience for me to learn a lot about a whole different genre of music. And now I'm coming back around again to electric music. As you can hear, I'm playing an electric guitar right now, Fender Music Master. And I've just been having so much fun with drums and electric instruments again.
This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and our guest in the studio is Celia Woodsmith. Celia, you want to play another tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play this tune now. This is one that's actually on the Say Darling record. We put this together in the spring of last year, and this is a song that I had written again within the last year. I had a big spurt of songwriting, and we decided to put out an EP. So this is on that EP. It's called To Fail. Lord, when I took you home, you were skin old in a bag of bones, and the stains that your teardrops left looked just like a wedding dress. Oh, when I cried for you, darling, ordered our whiskey with water, you drank till you could numb the truth. Nothing could start him loving you. And now the only bet you ever made, you lost. You knew this love would never come without a cause. Lord, it's a fine time to fail, love. Let me take your hand, love. Sometimes all you can do is cry. I remember the days when we were young, before their time had unspun, when you wanted just what you got and never gave it a thought. And now you're singing lullabies, staring out into the night's eyes, knowing when you buried the truth, it killed a part of you. Knowing you'll never be able to go back in time.
And darling, it's too late now to change your mind. Oh, Lord, it's a fine time to fail, love. Let me take your hand, love. Sometimes all you can do is cry. Oh, you know he ain't your man, love. I can understand, love, and we'll never know the reasons why. Oh,
Celia Woodsmith on The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio from a previously recorded EP from Say Darling, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we recorded the Say Darling EP this last April, and now we just released it. I think we released it in June, so we have it with us at shows, which has been a really great thing to put out this music with Chris Hirsch, formerly of Girls, Guns, and Glory, and just get it out there so quickly. It felt super cathartic, really wonderful.
Who else are you hanging out these days? I noticed that you had one of the Uncle Earl girls working on the cover work for this.
That's
release.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Grace Van Hoft.
Yeah, she was actually the former banjo player of Della May, and
now she's in Bill and the Bells.
Yeah, right? Yeah, she's doing so great, and I love the cover art she did. It's an ostrich skeleton, sort of with an explosion of color around it, and it's really quirky and cool.
Other folks like Joe Walsh, somebody that was in, didn't he play with the Gibson Brothers?
Gibson Brothers, yeah, absolutely. And now he's doing his own stuff. He's actually moving this week from Portland, Maine, down to Boston, Massachusetts. And I actually just did 5 shows with him, Joe K. Walsh on mandolin, Bobby Britt on fiddle, formerly of Town Mountain, and Zoe Gigineau, who has been the bass player of Della May for a really long time. So it was just the coolest little tour.
There's really quite a scene in the Boston area, isn't
there?
Oh,
it's great. You know, a lot of people, when I was first starting out in Boston, when I was actually getting into bluegrass, they kept asking me, what do you mean there's a scene for bluegrass in Boston? Like, I you know that's the last place you think of when you think of bluegrass, but it's really fantastic. There's a place called the Cantab down there that's sort of a brewing ground for a lot of great pickers. And
the Boston Bluegrass Union puts on the Joe Val Festival in February.
Yeah. Della May has played Joe Val a whole bunch of times. Fantastic festival. So, yeah, there is a great scene, not only for, you know, all kinds of music, but definitely bluegrass.
It must be nice to know that you're going to have your well refilled here in the Northeast after being away for so long.
Yeah, yeah. It feels good to be home. I'm not going to lie. You know, Della May was touring over 200 days a year. And when you're touring that much, you just sort of, you forget about these beautiful little pieces of home, of where you're from, you know, just sometimes even like what the light is like in August or in September. You know, the Northeast is just the most beautiful place in the world, and I'm really enjoying being home.
Celia, you know, we talked about you coming full circle since you did your work with Avi and Celia way back in the day. It was over 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And now you've come back. What did you learn? What do you think was the most important thing you learned from your time in between?
Oh, man. I think, you know, in this, I've been playing music professionally now for about 14 years. And the biggest lessons I've learned, it's just been about my own confidence and my own willingness to step outside my comfort zone and to, you know, like I said, to put myself out there with my writing, with my voice. My voice has been a battle for the past 10 years. I've lost a lot of my range, and I sort of have, you know, the typical smoky blues thing going on. But whereas that used to give me a little bit of pain to know that I lost some of my range and some of my flexibility, now I just own it. I love to own my voice. I love to own the little inconsistencies that it has, the little bits of rawness and grit. I think I think it's a beautiful thing now. So I think my own confidence has grown. It took, you know, that 14 years to really grow. But as a musician, I think I finally come into it now.
Boy, it must have been a real confidence booster when you were nominated for a Grammy Award with Della May.
Oh, God, that was the biggest surprise ever, was to get that nomination with Della May. I remember we were in the van in Johnson City, Tennessee after a show, and someone checked their, I think it was Jenny Lynn on mandolin, she checked her email, and she just let out the most blood-curdling scream, and, you know, everyone, you know, almost drove our sound man right off the road, and we were all like, what's wrong, what's wrong? And she goes, guys, we've been nominated for a Grammy, and we're like, you know, whoever sent you that, that's a really mean thing to do. I mean, why would they play a joke like that on us? And she goes, no, this email's from our manager. And we were like, oh, okay, like, you know, that's a really mean of our manager then to play that trick on us. And so I'm not even lying right now. We Googled it. We Googled ourselves being nominated for a Grammy, and it came up. And turns out that we actually had been nominated for Best Bluegrass Album for our album This World Oft Can Be. And, you know, we ended up going to L.A. We walked the red carpet. It was quite an experience.
Just name some of the folks in the category with you.
Oh, God. Well, you know, the person who won and you know, who really should have won was Mr. Del McCurry. And to see that man just pop up out of his seat and bob down the aisle to get his Grammy for the album that year, you know, any sadness I had over losing that, it just vanished. You know, that man deserves that recognition. He's worked so hard for it. He's been in the business for so long. So it was quite a thing to see that.
You wrote quite a bit for that album, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Courtney Hartman and I wrote most of the songs on that album. I think I wrote maybe eight of the tunes, and she wrote a couple more. And we collaborated on a lot of them. And our producer, Brian Sutton, was just really, really helped us so much in making that album cohesive and come together like it did. It was quite a surprise, though. I have to say that was our first album on Rounder Records, and we weren't expecting it at all. That was not even on my horizon at all. So,
what an honor.
Yeah, it was an amazing, amazing thing.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and Celia Woodsmith is our guest. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more with Celia here at NHPR.
I'm Corva Coleman. You know me as your calm and collected newscaster, but you should hear me when my car won't start. I lose my dulcet tones. If your car has seen better days, don't get angry at it. Turn it into the programs you love and count on. See, when you donate your car to this station, we'll turn it into NPR News on the Hour, and you will feel serene.
Find out how easy it is to donate your old car or truck at nhpr.org/cardonation.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and LRG Healthcare, introducing Dr. Patrick Stevens of ENT Associates of New Hampshire, an ear, nose, and throat doctor specializing in sinus issues and allergies, entnh.com. And R.H. Irving Home Builders, building net zero ready and passive house, homes, and renovations throughout central New Hampshire. Details at rhirvinghomebuilders.com. This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're in the studio with Celia Woodsmith. She has some shows coming up. She'll be over at the Rhythm and Roots Festival next weekend. That's in Charlestown, Rhode Island. It's a great festival right near the water, and it's pretty flat if you've ever been to festivals in the mountains. Well, this is not like that. And Book and Bar, she'll be there, and that show is coming up. Let's see, that show, Celia, when is that one happening?
That one is Saturday, September 2nd, and that's at 9 p.m. That's right in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
And then a little bit later on, we're going to talk about her TED Talk that's coming up on the 8th. You got another tune for us, Celia?
I sure do. This one is another one of my tunes. It's called Wounded Love.
He was a roaring constellation when the angels came to take him. By the time we made it there, it was too late to save him. And the mother, she did weep, standing by his freckled feet. And we laid him down to sleep in a zippered plastic sheet. Yeah, you weren't there to know, but your own father taught you so. Falling down upon his empire of despair. I remember when you called me, your voice far away and lonely. A broken thing that only I could understand. And it was years before I even touched your hand. And I have filled my cup with a lifetime of love, with a lifetime of wounded love. Oh, and I'll never confess who I have loved the best. Only God and I know the truth. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, the years have left their scars on my hands and on my heart. And the sun still shines brightest when I'm flying. Oh, and I remember that long drive in a yellow 79 with a man who said he wasn't quite ready for dying. And we're not quite ready for dying. And I have filled my cup with a lifetime of love, with a lifetime of wounded love. Oh, and I'll never confess who I have loved the best. Only God and I know the truth. Only God and I. Only God and I know the truth. And I have filled my cup with a lifetime of love, with a lifetime of wounded love. Oh, and I'll never confess who I have loved the best. Only God and I know the truth. Oh, and I love you.
Celia Wood Smith on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio brought the acoustic guitar out. Celia, how has your songwriting changed? Maybe transposed some of your previous writing to fit the bluegrass genre, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one thing I have learned is that you can take any song and, you know, you can say to yourself, well, that's a rock and roll song. You can play it like bluegrass. People play it, you know. There don't need to be barriers there. And so once I kind of got past that mental block of now I'm writing a bluegrass song, right, or now I'm writing a blues song, sure, you know, that was really helpful to me in my writing. And I think another thing that I've learned over the years, I've always read a lot, but I hadn't really been into poetry, you know, until this last year. And so I think, you know, getting into poetry a little bit more was really helpful. You know, I know I've just been playing a lot with Joe K. Walsh, and he's been doing a lot of taking Yeats poems and turning them into songs, setting them to music. And I think that's just perfect. Sure. That's a really great way to write and to learn from people, learn from other writers. So I've been having fun with that too.
It's nice to have some classical background to inform your work, right?
Yeah.
See what's already been done.
Yep, absolutely.
Joe K. Walsh, I just want to ask, did he add the K to his name so that people wouldn't confuse him with the Rocky Mountain High guy?
You got it.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
That's exactly why.
I have to remember that.
And, you know, the funny thing was is, you know, he's told me some pretty funny stories of people showing up to shows and be like, oh, I can't wait to see Joe Walsh. And he's standing there like, well, you're looking at him.
Right.
You know?
They're thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, you come from a family of artists, right?
Yeah. You know, not musicians in really any way, but my mother is a poet. Her name is Sybil Smith. She lives in Norwich, Vermont. And, you know, that having her as an artist mother, I think really, really helped me out a lot growing up and sort of accepting my own artistry. She never, not once, tried to discourage me from this path. And I think that's huge. I know so many musicians or just creative people in general whose parents have, you know, kept urging them away from the arts and towards engineering or, you know, towards something that you, quote unquote, could make a little bit more money at or, quote unquote, a real job. You know, I have a real job. I'm a musician, you know, and I'm proud of it. And you can make a living doing it. And it is so necessary in today's world that we need the creative expression. We need the arts. And I really do have to thank my mother a lot for urging me along.
Well, you had a real job, right? Didn't you have another real job for a little while?
You know, I've never worked a 9-to-5 job. I've had plenty of jobs. You know, the list is about a yard long. I mean, I could go on and on about all the things I've had to do in the past to support me being a musician. But then years ago, I finally took that last leap of faith, and I left my last, you know, side gig, as they say. I left that last side gig, and I've been able to make a living from music ever since.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Celia, I know we have the EP right here in front of us, Say Darling. Should we hear one from that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great idea. There's a song on that EP called One Man Band, and I actually wrote that about my next-door neighbor in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and how he'd always sort of wander around the roads just looking at things in this way that he had with his hands behind his back, strolling along. And as I'd be sitting there trying to write, maybe going through a little writer's block, I just sort of watch him meandering around the streets. This one's called One Man Band.
Say Darling with Celia Woodsmith here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, and One Man Band from the EP from Say Darling. Celia, your show at the Book and Bar is happening on the 2nd, it's a Saturday, in Portsmouth, 9 o'clock. Is that what we just heard? Is that a sample of what you'll hear?
Absolutely. That's the whole band. That's Say Darling, Chris Hirsch on electric guitar, and this wonderful organ player named Scott Coulter, who comes up from Philly to play with us. And it's a big, fun sound, and it's been something I've really been enjoying doing for the past year.
So if people want to dance and that kind of thing, you think they're going to be able to do that there?
Yep. Let them dance and let them have a fun time. And, you know, there's equally the dancey stuff, but there's also some really, you know, powerful ballad-type stuff. I love, you know, like the strong ballad. So we'll be doing that, too.
What are you going to do next? I mean, you've done a lot. I know that you've got the TED Talks coming up. Now, what's that about?
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so excited about this.
It's cultural diplomacy.
Yeah. So it's TEDx Piscataqua River coming up on September 8th. I'll be doing that. And a friend of mine who's on the board kind of helps out with TEDx Piscataqua River. He nominated me to be a speaker and to talk a little bit about some of the public, the cultural diplomacy stuff I've been doing with Delamay over the years. And Delamay has been to 16 countries with the State Department doing cultural exchange, played at embassies, orphanages. We've done collaborations with local musicians, playing with local musicians at shows. So about 5 years ago now, we got chosen to do the American Music Abroad tour with the State Department, and our first stop was Islamabad, Pakistan. And so that was an incredibly eye-opening thing for all of us. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about that experience and kind of what I learned from it.
Sounds really, really important.
Yeah, I think especially right now to have that conversation again and again with friends, with family, with neighbors, you know, just to keep our hearts and our eyes open and, you know, our arms open to the rest of the world. We'll be safer for it and we'll be happier for it.
Tommy Sands was our guest one time here in the studio, and he did a project over in Sarajevo that was really interesting in terms of using music for healing. And, you know, music does cross all kinds of lines to help us to communicate and to also just to be with other people of all cultures. So
absolutely.
So I commend you on your work.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just honored that I get to have this platform with TEDx to speak about it, about my experiences, because, you know, I get to talk about it on stage once in a while, but, you know, at this event, I'll have 10 minutes to just really get into it a little bit, and I'll be singing a little bit, too. I'm
going
to be singing
a
song that I learned while in Pakistan, and that one is in Urdu. So
how could people get tickets for that? Do you have any ideas? Is there a website, or is it limited seating?
Yeah, I would go to TEDxPiscataquaRiver.com. You can check out the website and see what's involved with getting tickets and things like that. But I'm certainly
very
excited.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
So let's talk beyond TEDx. What's Celia going to do next?
Well, you know, my theory about life now is, you know, everything will change. Every wonderful thing you have in your life will change. And you just have to be open to that change and open to these new experiences that you're going to have, and know that the next thing might not be scary. It might not be a bad thing. It could be just the next wonderful thing. So I'm trying to be optimistic and look ahead at my life and my career as, you know, what will be the next wonderful thing. Right now I've been working on a solo album I recorded this last July with some wonderful musicians in New York City. I recorded 12 original songs of mine with them, and I'm hoping to release that record probably early next year. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that. A lot of the stuff I've actually played on the show will be on that album.
The sky's the limit for Celia.
Oh, thank you.
So happy that you were able to stop by and take the time.
Thank you.
Could you play one last tune for us?
I can, yeah. This is a tune that I kind of wish that I didn't have to write, and I hope that someday I won't have to sing, but this is on that new record. It's called No Angel.
Another day, another death, because we fear our differences, and we write another screenshot epitaph. Another day, another death, and we weigh the value of each life. Nobody wants to compromise. Yes, yeah, some see black and some see white. We weigh the value of differing lives. But you're no angel, no matter what hell you walk. And now I wonder what you do with the cast iron shoes you bought. They're just dragging you down, though you think you won, but that don't make you better than anyone. No, you're no angel. Oh, you're no angel. Become desensitized as we watch another young man die. We see it with our uncaring eyes, but silence cannot be our defense when the fighting gets a little too intense. Oh, we can't stay quiet in the face of this. Oh, silence cannot be our defense. But you're no angel, no matter what hell you are. And now I wonder what you do with the cast iron shoes you bought. They're just dragging you down. You think you won, but that don't make you better than anyone. No, you're no angel. Oh, you're no angel. Another day, another death. Because we fear our differences, and we'll write another screenshot epitaph. Another day, another death.
Celia Wood Smith on the Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. You can see her in concert at the Rhythm and Roots Festival, Charlestown, Rhode Island, on the 1st. She'll be at the Bookin' Bar with Say Darling at 9 o'clock on the 2nd, speaking for the TED's Piscataqua River presentation on the 8th in Portsmouth, and Patsy Cline tribute night is at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on the 12th. For more details about Celia and to follow what she's up to, visit her website at celiawoodsmith.com. Thanks for stopping by the Folk Show, Celia.
Thank you so much, Kate.
This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners in Rochester Opera House, presenting The Capital Steps, an evening of musical and political comedy on September 12th at 7 p.m. More at rochesteroperahouse.com. And Concord Search and Retrieval, serving the legal, banking, and real estate communities with corporate filings, document retrieval, and UCC searches. Online at concordsearch.net. You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio.